And why do I speak of things in our current life? Indeed, when the day comes, know these things will be spoken, when both the oppressed and the oppressors are bare, or rather not exactly bare. Both will be equally stripped of riches, but one will be burdened with the actions they caused. What then shall we do on that day, when the person who has been wronged and lost everything is brought forward, and you have no one to advocate for you? What will you say to the judge? Now, indeed, you might be able to manipulate the judgment as it is of humans, but in that court and at that time, it will no longer be so. No, nor even now will you be able. For even at this moment, God's judgment is present, since God sees our actions and is close to the wronged, even if not called upon. It's certain that whoever suffers injustice, even if they don't deserve any compensation, however, seeing that their circumstance does not please God, they unquestionably have someone to seek revenge for them.